I am Dave. Just went through my head. So, David Barnett, who I'm advertising, but he's also a friend and a colleague, runs a company called BusinessBuyerAdvantage.com. Short version, before you buy, I want to start a company. I want to get into business. Oh, I found a business for sale. Should I buy it? Talk to Dave. And then my mind went to Dave. And no one's going to get that reference because it's from the movie The Penguins of Madagascar, which was the funniest movie I think I've seen in 10 years. Because there's an octopus and his name is Dave. And the background story is that the penguins were cute. He used to be the most popular animal at the zoo, Dave the octopus. And then the kids would want to see Dave. And he was very happy because, you know, he was wanted and he had purpose and agency in life. Well, then the penguins came in and the penguins were cuter and no one watched Dave anymore. And then Dave escaped somehow and became a diabolical James Bond villain who would dress up as a human. And he says, "Don't you guys remember me?" And they look at each other like, "Kowalski? Not a clue, sir." It's like, he says, "I am Dave." And they're like, "Dave, Dave, Dave, Dave." It's like, "You don't remember me?" "Oh, yeah. How's the wife?" "I've never been married." It's a great, but look it up. Just look up Dave, Dave, Penguins of Madagascar. I think John Malkovich does the voice. But anyway, we're not here to talk about kids' cartoons. We're here to talk about hiring David Barnett. Please, God Almighty, hire him before you buy a business or go into a franchise, even if it's a bleeping rental property. Contact him at Business Buyer Advantage. Pay him the money. So here's the goal. Let's not blow our entire 401k or life savings. Let's not cash in our IRA on a hobby that costs us money, but we're emotionally addicted to it and we have to make it work. All right. Think most of my audience is a little bit more financially savvy about that. I think most of you know that when someone's trying to sell something, they're going to sell it at the maximum price, which means after financing costs, you really don't have any profit. That's what I saw in banking. Hey, Dave, even if it's a couple grand, pay him the couple grand to make sure that you don't lose everything. Because that's what I saw in banking. "I'm going to start my own business. I want to run a restaurant." And then we'd be like, "Okay, so you lost 50 grand this year and you'd like to—" "Well, I didn't know I needed to have an oven that worked. No, I don't have money to pay for the oven. It broke down. Can you lend me more money, banking people?" "Yeah, you got your house over there? You got a 401k? You got an IRA? Yeah, pledge that as collateral." "Okay, because it's more important that I chase my dreams than be adequately retired. It's okay if I'm poor eating dog food with my cats at 75. It's my dream. I'm on a fixed income." Don't be that person. Talk to Dave. BusinessBuyerAdvantage.com. That's it. All right. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.